Don Lemon this morning on the phone from Washington, D.C. What are you doing in D.C., Don?
I'm here for some big, serious business that I hope gets done and works for the White House. And it's actually good news because the president is helping. Let me tell you about my experience, Tom. Yesterday at the White House, I met a 19-year-old man. His name is James Adams, who has a commute unfamiliar to most high school students. He says when he was in school just last year, he's 19 now, he graduated. When he was in school, he woke up every morning, put on his vest and coat, and went to school. Wasn't a fancy, fashionable vest. It was a bulletproof one. Mm. And depending on the day, he had to change his route home if he knew gangbangers were outside. Sadly, this is a rough and tumble existence for many young black men like James all over the country, where the street life of crime, violence, and dropping out of school becomes the norm. It has become their convenient and many times only alternative. It is one reason that the Sentencing Project, which tracks crime records, found that 1 in 3 black men born today can expect to go to prison in their lifetime. And it is the polar opposite of the black man that is the leader of the free world and resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So last year, the president traveled back to his hometown to the south side of Chicago and met with the young man of BAM, which stands for Becoming a Man. BAM is a wildly successful mentoring program. The president says he saw himself in the young men when he met with them.
What I explained to them was I had issues too when I was their age. I just had an environment that was a little more forgiving. So when I screwed up, the consequences weren't as high as when kids on the South Side screw up.
The president's senior advisor is Valerie Jarrett, and she says that in that brief interaction, the president transformed many of the teen lives and touched their hearts as they did his. So now the president wants to do that all over the country. So today, with the young man of BAM by his side, President Obama will announce the My Brother's Keeper initiative, where leading foundations and businesses will donate at least $200 million over 5 years at the start to programs like BAM nationwide. It appears to be working for the few hundred who have been lucky enough to walk through BAM's doors in Chicago. Mm. And let's hope it works now for millions around the country.
Yeah.
A troubled generation of lives depend on.
When I heard about it, I said, this is great. I like
it. Isn't it great?
It is.
And that $200 million is just a start. And, you know, I was there with them, Tom, and the guys come in, and you can tell they're such good guys. But, you know, when people, it's like when girls used to go to charm school, right? You know what I mean? And you would see the difference. They'd walk with their books on their head. Well, these guys, they came in and they'd be talking to me and they'd be mumbling and they put their hands over their mouths. They're like, you know. And their mentor would say, don't do that. Put your hands down. Speak clearly. And they didn't mind it. They had never had anybody tell them that. And he said they didn't know how to be a man. They think being a man means being hard, being like a rapper, being like the images they see on television. They didn't know that to be a man, that you can be emotional, that you can be smart, that you can speak clearly. They didn't know that. And he says, I said, do they fight you on it? He said, no, they appreciate it. Mm-hmm. They want to get out of the street life. They want to be strong and smart and know how to conduct themselves.
And when does this start? How do parents sign up their young men?
It's going to start immediately. And to find out, it hasn't been fully announced yet. So you got to tune in today for the president. He's going to do it this afternoon at the White House. I'll be there, and I'll be reporting on it afterwards on CNN, and there'll be more details revealed by President Obama today.
All right.